Shall we just pray and ask for God's blessing? A gracious God and Father, we just come again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee for time that we're able to spend to read thy word, to learn more about the beauties of our Lord, to contemplate him. And we pray that as we spend this time together, he may be uplifted before our eyes, our hearts may be drawn out after him, and our lives more conformed into his image. So we look to thee for thy help as we would consider thy word together. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we welcome you again to this study in the Gospel of Luke. We're looking at the second half of the chapter. We're going to pick up from verse 15. Last week Simon took us down to verse 14 in detail and then touched on verses 15 to 18. So we'll start this evening looking at those verses and go through to the rest of the chapter. So we'll perhaps take time now to read some of those verses together. We won't read the whole of the genealogy at the end of the chapter, but we'll take time to read the main verses from verse 15. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him, for Herodias his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eli. And then down to verse 38, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. And we know that the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now in these verses we've got before us today, we have in verses 15 to 18, John's witness to the coming Christ. We have verses that tell us of the one who was coming. When men asked John, are you the Christ? John's answer is quite clear that he was not the Christ, but there was one who was following, who was far greater than John. And we'll think about the contrast that John paints in those verses. Then in verses 19 to 20, we have John's imprisonment by Herod because of the fact that John rebuked Herod for his immoral behaviour and his evil conduct. In verses 21 and 22, we have the baptism of Jesus, and we'll see there the testimony of heaven to those early years of which we knew so little, which we've considered a little over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we'll see heaven's testimony to the one who brought joy and delight to the heart of God. And then from verse 23 down to verse 38, we have the genealogy of the Lord. And we'll look a little at some of the details that are included in that and lessons that they would bring to us. So going back to verse 15 to 18, and we'll think of John's witness to the coming Christ.